on their followers today, but their handle on Twitter is Smartegies. Okay, so let's talk with Elizabeth Sessions, who is the president of WB Interiors. Elizabeth, thank you for coming up to the microphone here.
Thanks, Sally. So glad to be here.
Well, you are president of WB Interiors, and what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about is your business, how you got started in it, what type of things you do, and your involvement in today's event. So tell us a little bit about WB.
You bet. So WB Interiors has been around for 30 years, and I've been privileged to be Lamar Wakefield's partner for the past 10 years. And we employ about 45 folks in the design industry, and I think we're really passionate about what we like to do, and we're not only passionate about the design world and how that can change people's lives, but also about giving back. And so that's why we're involved in the Georgia Built golf tournament this weekend, so that we can give back to the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation as well as the Wounded Warrior Foundation. We're passionate about both of those things, and we hope to raise a lot of money for those things today.
Yep, a lot of people walking around wearing pink today.
Everybody's in pink.
And everybody has on a Wounded Warrior Project pin.
Absolutely. We're going to show it loud and proud.
Now, I want to talk, too, about some other things that your business in particular is involved in charity-wise, but first let's talk about what does an interior designer do? I think people have odd pictures in their mind of what an interior designer does. What do you guys do?
You're right. I think that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but I think primarily what interior designers do and what the profession of interior design does is to shape spaces in which people live, work, and play. And that's really a great responsibility to do that, because we have the ability to change a people's work environment, to make it, you know, a great place for them where they feel good. And if they're feeling good, they're going to be more productive. They're going to be happier. They're going to have better results for their company and have camaraderie within that space. And that's what the fun part about interior design is for us.
Now, as Georgia grows, as the economy grows, as more businesses start up, your work obviously picks up too with these big spaces. How is business right now?
Business is great. We are we're looking for people, and we are happy that we've grown from 12 people back in 2005 to 45 now. So in some of our worst economic times, we've really grown the firm, and I think that's just a testament to our great staff and that we give great client service and are able to have a lot of repeat business, which we really enjoy and feel great about.
Like many in the Atlanta area, you're originally from somewhere else, have been in Atlanta and Georgia for some time now.
Yes.
How do you like it? What does it mean to do business here?
I think Georgia is a great state to do business in. It's I grew up in Michigan, and it's very, very different than doing business in Michigan. And I love the fact that we've got such a great government that helps support bringing new jobs to Georgia, which in turn helps us have new projects and new business. So it's a wonderful environment. We've got a great, diverse business community here, and it makes for a wonderful place for us to work.
And unlike where you're from, Michigan, you get 60 degree days in January down here. That's not too bad either, right?
That's awesome. I love it.
All right. Well, I want to talk briefly, too, as we chat with Elizabeth Sessions here. We're at Cuscawilla Golf Club for the Georgia Built Invitational. A bunch of great businesses here coming together to support a couple of great charities. But the two charities that you work primarily with in your own business includes Homes for Our Troops and the Steady Hall. Give us the bullet points on those two groups.
Yeah, so Homes for Our Troops, with our connections with the flooring industry and general contractors and the like, we're able to help the charity Homes for Our Troops get things donated so that they can build more homes for our service personnel that come home and need their homes adapted so that they can live their lives and their families can live their lives with the most sense of normalcy possible, because they've given so much for our country. We want to do whatever we can to leverage our relationships in bringing some of that back to them.
And then the Steady Hall?
Steady Hall is it's a place down in South Atlanta in People's Town, and we serve about 1,000 scholars that are range in age from kindergarten to seventh grade, and we provide after-school learning and cultural enrichment to them so that they're off the streets for the hours between 3 and 7-ish, and we hope to enrich their lives and make sure that they are in a safe environment and are learning and can become really great scholars.
Hanging out, chatting with Elizabeth Elizabeth Sessions, the president of WB Interiors here at the Cuscawilla Golf Club for the Georgia Built Invitational. You mentioned that you're hiring. That's awesome. You're hiring. You have jobs available. Where do people go to apply if there's an interior designer out there?
Yes, you can go to wbinteriorsinc.com and send us your resume, and we'll happily take a look at it.
I have to tell you, you were so nervous about doing this. You were, like, worried that I was some monster and horrible person, which I am some of the time. I can assure you that. But you did great. I really appreciate your time. And it's so great to see businesses really making giving back to the communities a priority and growing at the same time. I mean, you have a nice mix right there, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Sally. I appreciate it.
All right. 640 WGST. Even if you've just had us on as background noise here these last 10 minutes, please, you're undivided now. As we get cooking with Paula Deen.
It's time to get cooking with Paula Deen. We hear all the time that we need to start replacing our white potatoes with sweet potatoes. So if you're looking